Good evening, everybody. I'm Steve Hammond with a WBOC News Update. Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, has been indicted by a federal grand jury on charges related to his purchase of a firearm in October of 2018 while he was a drug user. A Delaware grand jury returning the three-count indictment. It accuses Hunter Biden of lying about his drug use on a gun purchase form when he bought that Colt revolver. All three counts are felonies, and if convicted, Hunter Biden could face a maximum sentence of up to 25 years in prison and fines of up to $750,000. 150,000 United Auto Workers are about to go on strike at midnight tonight, and the latest word is that both sides are still far apart. The union wants more of the profits from the so-called Big Three, Ford, GM, and Stellantis, the parent company of Chrysler and Jeep. The union wants a 40% pay raise, a 32-hour work week, and a return of pensions. Over the last decade, automakers have banked robust profits, more than $20 billion so far this year alone. A clearly frustrated CEO of Ford says they have put four offers in front of the UAW, and they're not negotiating. A strike could cost the U.S. economy billions of dollars. And the Lower Shore Homeless Shelter in Somerset County has closed after the state canceled grant funding following an audit. The director of the shelter denies any wrongdoing, but as a result, many who lived at that Lower Shore shelter turned to the Christian shelter in Salisbury, but their resources are already spread thin. They've had to turn families away. Steve Hammond, WBOC News.